local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to have with us here this Friday morning Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon. We've got a couple of things to talk about here this morning. Captain Haddon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Captain.
I'm good. I'm enjoying the warm, sunny weather.
That makes a few of us here today, although it sounds like we may not be able to enjoy quite so much tomorrow. But it sounds like you've got a couple of big activities that you're planning, one of which is coming here, the way it sounds, very soon, and in honoring of a long-time impactful person here for the Salvation Army.
Yes, yes. So next Thursday evening at the Salvation Army, we are honoring Jim Pickert. And all of his, again, impact that he's had in the community. So this is a community gathering. So Jim was a lifelong member of the Salvation Army, but we wanted to take this opportunity just for the whole community to gather and just sort of reminisce some good old days with Jim, talk and laugh together and share stories, and just really bless Helen, you know, with... As she was with Jim along this journey of their life, and just really, you know, recognize all that he has done in the Emporia community.
So you've been here a couple of years, Captain Haddon. What have you learned as far as the impact that Jim had on the Salvation Army?
Right. So I don't know if you knew it or not. Jim actually kind of created a book with all of his certificates and his achievements, and Helen let me sit down and go through that book. And I was able to gather almost just about 50 different either honors that he was a part of, and I kind of created categories of those. So, you know, in government, as a county commissioner, as a city commissioner, as a mayor, as a state board of regents, and then, you know, just like what he's done with ESU, some of the impacts there. Of course, some just fun family facts, and then all of his civic activity. So those are the things that I will display and highlight with lots of food, and then we will honor Helen with a gift and a short presentation at 5:30. So the open house is from 5 to 6:30 when people get off work and can come and join us. And like I say, we will do just a short presentation at 5:30.
Speaking of the what's going to be taking place, is this also let people kind of see some kind of your current operational setup here, including the recently moved food pantry?
Yes. Yes, so we've called it an open house so that we will be open so people can see our new food pantry or, you know, our rearranged food pantry. And just, you know, we'll get to talk about the improvements that we've made in the Salvation Army. And like you say, Jim and the Salvation Army have something in common, and that is serving the community and, you know, and improving our community and being a big impact together.
Outstanding. So let's shift off of that and let's talk about the plans now for Stamp Out Hunger. And before we start talking about the official plan, let's talk about the need that's kind of developed here over the last month or so since we last had you on.
Right, right. So it's time to, you know, it's kind of time to restock the pantry. And the post office does a nationwide Stamp Out Hunger food drive. And that's very much needed. So that is the second weekend in May. It's a tough weekend for people because I understand it's always on graduation. But it's a national event, so we can't really change that date. But the post office, this year we will have yellow bags that the post office will deliver, and people can fill those yellow bags with food. And then your postman will come around, pick up that food, and deliver it to us. Actually, deliver behind the post office, and then we take it to the Salvation Army at the end of the day.
All right, yellow bags. You should be able to spot those. And all you can do, as the captain said, is fill that bag and leave it out by your mailbox, and the postal service folks will pick it up. And I know that you would need a volunteer help that day, Captain Haddon.
Yeah, we do have, I think the high school soccer girls are going to help us during the day as the food is collected. And then at the end of the day, like after 4 o'clock, we always need help unloading all that food from the truck into our pantry as we begin to, you know, sort it and get it on the shelves.
So this will be the first really bulk delivery to the upstairs pantry then, won't it?
Yes, yeah. It will.
Be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Indeed.
Yeah, we got the ramp.
How big is that going to be in order to use the ramp instead of go up and down those stairs?
Yeah. Well, you know, so far we have gotten a lot of positive feedback for our pantry. Our volunteers like it much better because they're right up there by us and our offices. It's so much more convenient for our clientele. And again, we have our eyes on the pantry and we're able to interact more with our clientele aware. And it's not dark. It's so much brighter in there and the atmosphere is just so much better. So we're just really pleased with it.
Well, I'm giving you positive feedback and I haven't even seen it yet.
How's that? Outstanding. That is awesome. What else do you have coming up here, Captain Haddon? You know, spring getting into summertime is traditionally a busy time, maybe not so much with emergency needs, but with some other Salvation Army projects and camps and things like that.
Right. So we do have summer camps for kids. There, you know, you don't have to be what we call a member of the Salvation Army as far as like church. These summer camps are open to anybody in the community, and the camp is located up in Independence, Missouri. So, yeah, we have summer camps. The dates are on our Facebook site. We can also link you to our divisional campsite where the registration links are. Commodities. We hadn't had commodities for a couple months because the Kansas Food Bank was doing inventory. So we do have commodities next Wednesday, the 19th. And that's always a big day for volunteers. That we have lined up, and then of course there's other just activities that we have ongoing. Our kids group on Tuesday night, and then our women's group on Wednesday nights.
All right. So, in case people would like more information about either what's coming up with the open house and the Pickert honors coming up here Thursday, the Stamp Out Hunger Drive, or your summer camps and activities, how do they do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can call the office for information, or again, we've got the information up on Facebook.
All right. So, your open house day and time again, Captain Haddon, is when?
It is Thursday. April 20th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Salvation Army in our annex building.
Sounds good. Well, Captain Haddon, thanks so much. Have a great weekend and hope you have a great turnout coming up next week.
Yeah, I'm excited for the whole community.
Thanks for your time.
Good deal. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning, Chuck.
All right, and we mentioned here that we still got a number of Newsmaker spots for next week that are open now, but we've got a lot coming up on the Newsmaker 2 spots, either at 8:20 or 8:40, and that really kind of depends on the day because we've got the Emporia Showcase specifically on Tuesday. But Monday, we heard from Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor Dr. Jennifer Thomas on Laps for Landon this morning. She's back at 8:20 Monday morning, but that'll be for the monthly visit. And then
we'll be talking about fat.
Oh, boy.
Good fat, bad fat. And also, we're going to be
lingering fat.
We're going to be diving into lard as well coming up on Monday.
Well, that kind of ties in,
there
doesn't
it?
And then Tuesday, following the showcase, we'll have representatives of Newman Regional Health and Housing and Credit Counseling, which will be talking about Got Medical Debt, information about that program, which is going to be later in the week. So a couple of interesting Newsmaker 2s, different topics, obviously, coming up next week.
And I know some of our primetime newsmakers, we're probably going to have to look at getting a hold of the David Trailer Zoo because the Party for the Planet.
That's next weekend.
It's coming up next weekend.
Yep.
So I know that they've got activities at the zoo. And also, a separate Party for the Planet will be happening out at Payrock.
Yes, that's right. That is a huge weekend
well.
Coming
yeah.
up.
Yeah, so there'll be a lot of partying for the planet.
That's all coming soon.
Yep, next week. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:38, 58 degrees. Good morning.
Tune in Monday mornings at 6:50 for Flint Hills Legacies, brought to you by the Emporia Community Foundation.